We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
And if we are going to define what religion is according to the world's standard, then we would say that a religion is those who are working after the flesh. They are busy trying to gain God's favor, to gain God's merit, by what they do, whether that's keeping some sacraments, whether that's being baptized in a baptismal, whether that's being a part of a denomination. Bible says in John chapter 3, Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night. He is a ruler of the Pharisees, and he is high up in the Pharisees. He does not want to be seen with Jesus. And so the Bible says he comes to Jesus by night, and he comes to the Lord, and he says to Jesus, he says, listen, let's get this out right away. You must be from God, because no one can do what you do except God be with him. That's a wonderful testimony that we could have in our life, at our workplace. Can you imagine if someone said to you, listen, you speak differently, you talk differently, there's something different about you. God must be with you, because no one can live the life you live except God be with you. That would be a wonderful testimony, wouldn't it? The Bible says they come to the Lord Jesus in John chapter 3, verse 3. He's asking about heaven. He's asking about eternal life. And Jesus declared for Nicodemus in chapter 3, in verse 3, he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now notice that expression there. He cannot. It is not going to happen. It is impossible for someone to get to God, to get to the Father, to get to the kingdom of God, except there be a miraculous birth. In verse number 4, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? In verse 5, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water, this is a physical birth, and of the Spirit, this is a spiritual or miraculous birth, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Jesus illustrates verse number 5 and verse number 6. He says, that which is of the flesh is flesh, and that which is of the Spirit is spirit, a fleshly birth or a physical birth compared to a miraculous birth. Nicodemus, listen to me, you must be born again. Now we would look at the answer of Nicodemus in verse number 4, and we would laugh at that answer. That's a silly answer. How can one be born when he is old? Is he going to enter back into his mother's womb and be born? Now that's a silly answer. Jesus said, Nicodemus, you're a religious leader. You're a great leader in Israel, but you don't understand these things? Now we would say that's a silly answer, but in my opinion, it's no different than someone saying, well, I'm going to be baptized to go to heaven. I'm going to keep the sacraments to go to heaven. I'm going to do something in my flesh and my means and my ability in order to get God's attention. It's just as silly to think someone is going to have a miraculous birth in their own attempts. The Bible says in verse number 7, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him, that's Jesus, the one that Nicodemus is talking to. If you believe in him, then you should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, Nicodemus, that he sent his only begotten son, the one in whom you're talking to right now, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God did not come to this world to condemn the world. He didn't come to judge you. Jesus came to save you. But this is our judgment. The Bible says in verse number 19 that Jesus came in love, and he came to reveal to us our darkness. But men have loved their wickedness and their sinfulness more than their light. And this is the condemnation. This is the judgment that Jesus came, but they have rejected the light, and they would rather live in darkness in their life. The Bible says in verse 20, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth," Jesus is the truth, and it speaks there of accepting Christ, the Savior of the world. "He that accepts the truth," or doeth truth, "they come to the light, and his deeds may be manifest." Now notice this, these last three words that often we miss in our Bible, that they are wrought, or that the work is done in God. This is the miraculous birth that we're talking about. You see, the reality is that we cannot save ourselves by our own deeds. Salvation is a miraculous birth. Turn with me to Titus chapter 3. Could we turn there? Titus chapter 3 in our Bibles in verse number 5, the fifth verse of the third chapter in the book of Titus. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. And notice our salvation together. The Bible says in verse 5 that we are saved not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Now notice the work of God in salvation by the washing of regeneration. That washing there speaks of our sins are washed away, and it gives us new life in Christ. We receive a new nature, and there's a renewing of the Holy Spirit. I'm just simply telling you that salvation is not something manufactured. It's not something that we work or something that we try to merit in our own deeds. Salvation is a gift from God, and it is a miracle of God, and it is performed by the work of God when someone puts their trust in the Lord Jesus. The Bible says it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's by his faith, by his grace, by his mercy that we are saved. Salvation is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful spiritual gift. You know, I think all of us enjoy gifts. I think all of us enjoy a gift, and a gift is a wonderful showing of appreciation and love. And the Bible says here in Romans chapter 5 that salvation is a gift. Now, can you imagine for just a moment if I were to give to you a birthday gift? It's a gift of appreciation. It's a gift to celebrate your birth into this world. And I were to give this gift to you, and I were to say, "Here's a wonderful gift. I picked this out myself. This is for you. And all you have to do is come to my house and clean for a couple hours, and it's all yours." Listen, that's no longer a gift. Listen, that's now a wage. The Bible says the wages of our sin is death. Because of our sin, and we've all sinned, let's not kid ourselves. We are all sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. One preacher said, "If you want to tell me that you have not sinned, then just do one thing. Don't die." All of us one day will face death because sin entered into the world and death by sin. So death passed upon all men. All of us will die one day. Why? For all have sinned. We are sinners. And the wage of our sin is death. But I'm glad today that salvation is not a wage. I'm glad we don't have to work for eternal life. No, that's the bondwoman. That's what the Bible represents as the burden of the law to try to keep something and hopes that we are saved. The Bible says that we have eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. This is important for us to understand. If salvation is by works, and you could add whatever work you want, because in Galatians, they're adding circumcision to salvation.
It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
Because in Galatians, they're adding circumcision to salvation and saying, yeah, it's about Jesus, but you have to follow these ordinances within the law. If salvation is by the law or by works, then friend, it is no longer by grace. The Bible says it this way in Romans chapter 11, verse 5, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. You cannot have a little grace and a little works. If it is any works at all, it is not grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor. You say, well, Pastor Burns, I don't deserve salvation. Get in line. There's no one here or anyone on this earth that deserves the love of God. And that's what makes it so wonderful that God still loved us. Even when we were yet sinners, He died for us. And if you add just a little bit of works, then it is no more grace. The Bible says, but if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. You cannot have it both ways. By the way, that's Romans chapter 11, verse number 6. You should write that down. You can't have it both ways. It is either by grace or it is by works. And I'm glad to tell you today that the Bible says that salvation is by the grace of God, lest any man should boast. It is all of God's grace. We are saved by the grace of God. Look at the scripture says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 18. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 18. The Bible says this, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. The precious blood of Christ. What can wash away my sin? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You see, salvation is not made of man. Salvation is not manufactured. Salvation is not invented. Salvation is a gift from God, and it is all of God's grace. There's no works at all. It is all of God's grace. And friend, today you cannot be saved by fleshly attempts. You are saved by the miraculous working of the Lord Jesus. We are born again. That's the gift of God. So let me ask you this question. Has there been a time in your life you've called upon the name of the Lord for salvation? Has there been a time in your life when you've asked the Lord Jesus to save you? You've put your trust in Him. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now look what the Scripture says. The Bible says in our text in Galatians chapter number 4, the Bible uses an interesting expression here. It says to cast out the bondwoman. To cast out the bondwoman. Now, Hagar is a picture of the law and all of its demands. I cannot imagine living my life trying to keep the law. Do you know how tiresome that would be? Do you know how draining that would be on someone's life to try to keep the law and never know if the law has been kept in order to go to heaven? Wow, the reality is for someone to try to keep the law, they are already defeated. They have already lost the battle before they have ever begun. And so the Bible teaches us in this scripture that we are to look to God for eternal life. Hagar is a picture of the law and a picture of all that the law demands, trying to keep the law. In order for someone to go to heaven, they need to cast out that bondwoman, that mentality in their life that they're not good enough, or you don't understand, preacher, of what I've done. You don't understand my past. Listen, God understands it, and Christ died for it. And there's no one in this room, or there's no one in this world who can ever say that they're too evil or too bad to go to heaven, because Christ died for the sins of the world and their sin is paid for. All of us are not good enough. That's why the blessing of grace is such a blessing. It's such a blessing. And we need to realize that salvation is not found in works. Maybe you've talked to someone, a friend, a family member that you love, that you're very near to, and they're trying so hard to go to heaven by their own works. And you've tried to give them scripture, you tried to give them the Bible to help them. And sometimes you can feel so frustrated. Why don't you see this? Let me say this, first of all, that the devil has blinded the minds of them that believe not. And you're in a spiritual battle and you need God's help within a spiritual battle. And in order for them to come to Christ, they need to cast out that bondwoman. They need to cast out that trust on works. They need to cast out that mentality that they're not good enough, or they have to keep the law, or they have to do this, or they have to be a part of this in order for them to go to heaven. And so I say to you, pray for them and never give up on them. Pray for them and never give up on them. The Bible says in this passage of Scripture that we are to cast out the bondwoman. And this is the idea of keeping the law, or the mentality of keeping the law in order to go to heaven. Number three, think about this. We must be the children of promise. The Bible says in verse 31 of Galatians chapter 4, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but we are children, we are of the free. We are of the free. I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. I'd love for you to see this verse with your own eyes. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 13. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 13. The Bible says this in verse 13, for whosoever, that's a wonderful word there, whosoever. You say, well, whosoever, who does that include? That includes you, that includes me, that includes everyone. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You say, Pastor Burns, what is this? Listen to me. This is a promise. This is a promise that you can take to the bank. This is a promise that will never fail you. This is a promise that will never leave you. This is a promise made by God who cannot lie. I didn't say he won't lie. I said he cannot lie. This is a promise that you can take to the bank. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise. And I hope today you've called upon the name of the Lord. I hope you've asked him to save your soul. If so, you are a child of promise. You're not depending on yourself. You're not depending on a church or a denomination. You're not depending on keeping a law or a structure of laws. No, you are a child of promise. Your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You are a child of promise. Your trust is in the Lord and the Lord only. And friend, listen to me. That truly is freedom. To know that you've done nothing to save your soul means you can do nothing to lose your salvation. And to live your life as someone within a religion that can never know you have eternal life and can never know if when you die you'll go to heaven. Like I asked that lady when I was in college, are you going to heaven when you die? Well, no one can know that. And her entire life, she's spending her entire life in bondage, hoping that she's done just enough to go to heaven. Can you imagine the silliness of God taking all of your good and all of your bad and weighing it out and seeing which one is going to tip the scale? Listen, friend, your bad will outweigh your good every single time because you were born defeated. You were born with a sinful nature. You love sin. You desire sin. We cannot do enough good to outweigh our bad. But I'm glad I'm a child of promise because it doesn't matter which way that scale turns. It doesn't matter the direction of my life. If I've called upon the name of the Lord, I'm a child of God. And friend, today my confidence is in Jesus, not in religion. My confidence is in Jesus. And I am truly free in Christ. You shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Freedom in the Lord Jesus. The promise of salvation is to all that call upon the Lord. All that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will wash our sin away. He will remember that sin no more. And we have a fresh start. We have new life in Jesus Christ. Friend, you can be a child of bondage. You can live your life hoping so. Or you can know so today and be a child of promise and have your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Nicodemus, if you're going to go to heaven, then it's not going to be something you do. By the way, the Pharisees were busy trying to keep the law. They were busy trying to do good works. They were busy trying their best to perform, to get God's favor, to get God's merit, to get God's attention. And all of it was for naught because they had to be born again. And friend, today you need to be born again as well. I hope you know Christ as your Savior. Listen, if you are not saved, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if you are not saved, If you do not know where you will spend eternity, listen to me, the Lord has brought you here this morning so you would get saved. He's given you the truth. Would you put your trust and faith in Christ? Be a child of the promise and have that freedom in the Lord Jesus. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for the blessings of knowing you as our Savior. And Lord, many times we as Christians take it for granted, but it is truly a wonderful blessing to know our sins are forgiven. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us, Lord, to live for you. Lord, we know that grace is not a license to do what we want, but a wonderful power to do what we ought. And Lord, I pray you would help us to live for you in these days. Heavenly Father, I pray for the individual that is here, Lord, this morning that is not sure of their salvation. Spirit of God, I pray you would convict their hearts and draw them to Jesus. Help them to see their need this morning, that they would call upon the name of Christ before it is too late. Lord, I pray you would do a wonderful work that only you can do. We thank you for the power and the working in our lives.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.